We're going to look at MICA, and the Finance Committee was hearing from people today. Who is in front of the committee today, Orla?
Yeah, so there are representatives from the Banking and Payments Federation, Insurance Ireland and Engineers Ireland.
Okay. The general line of questioning from Pierce Doherty was looking at the issue of foundations in one case. What is just what was the issue there that the committee was looking at?
So basically, Pierce Doherty was putting a number of questions to people there. There's a number of options available to people whose houses have been impacted by MICA, and he was putting forward different scenarios to people there. He was saying if it was a case where only the outer blocks were replaced on a person's house, you know, would that be deemed structurally sound? Could there still be issues with the inner blocks or the foundations? In some cases, the whole house may need to be demolished. He was saying if the house is demolished but the foundations remain, can those people get funding for a mortgage? Can they get house insurance if the foundations are not removed as well? I guess in general he was told it's on a case-by-case basis essentially, and the engineers on the job will, you know, examine the site and see what's needed, and then they will give a certification of saying, you know, if the building is structurally sound, and that's what a mortgage or insurance will be based off. But he was kind of saying what good is essentially if you're just doing the outer layer if the inner blocks or the foundations are still impacted by MICA, you know, can these people get mortgages and house insurance?
And there was a bit of frustration from Brian Hayes with regard to timely responses. Was it from the Department of Housing?
I think it was, yeah. There was a back and forth, and he was kind of saying that the BPFI have been liaising with the department and with householders who are affected, and he was saying there was some frustration there in terms of replies, all right, that they weren't getting what they needed in a timely manner.
All right. Thomas Pringle, you're a Donegal TD as well. Pierce Doherty was doing some of the questioning on it. This issue of foundations and where people are at in terms of being able to carry out works and the release of money and the conditions under which it's been released. Has any money been released under the MICA redress scheme? And where does that leave people whose houses are affected by this?
There are some applications are being approved, but it is slow. And in terms of the thousands upon thousands of houses that need to be repaired, it's going to take years at this stage to deal with them, probably up to maybe 20 years or more to deal with those houses. And the reality is that the scheme, the first scheme that was introduced by Fine Gael years ago, was rubbish. This scheme that this government has brought in is slightly less rubbish, and the scheme is not actually dealing with the issues that need to be dealt with in terms of repair the houses and make the houses mortgageable afterwards as well. And it's very interesting that the householders were meeting with the department and department officials, the Banking Federation, the Engineers Ireland and stuff like that. They had one meeting, and householders asked for about the mortgageability issue and about would houses be fit to be remortgaged afterwards if they were repaired under the existing scheme. The meeting's adjourned and there hasn't been a meeting since.
All right.
And since January, and they keep
just very briefly. So as people would have understood the scheme so far, somebody's house is affected by MICA. I don't know whether it applies to other minerals, does it?
But this is part of the problem. The pyrotite and pyrite as well are the problems, and it's actually been shown by research that has been carried out by RSK Petrolab and the Ulster University, three separate studies, that pyrotite and pyrite are the main causes, and MICA is only a secondary cause. And the department is sitting on this and won't deal with this either. It has known since December. The Geological Survey of Ireland has told the department last December the department sat on it and not done anything with it. And that is having an impact on people and people dealing with the scheme at this stage. And that's the problem. And the reality is that the houses are going to be repaired. They won't be able to be remortgaged, so people won't be able to sell them afterwards, and that's a big issue and a big problem as well.
Okay, Richard O'Donoghue, the issue of what part of the house is affected. I don't know whether you had a chance to listen to the committee today, but the broad issue of foundations and the mortgageability of the house, putting your construction hard hat on, which is your background. What do you make of this issue?
As you say, I'm in construction. I'm still in construction. That is my business. If you look at the criteria that was based in the 80s, the 90s and the 00s, there's different criteria and regulations for foundations as you were coming up along. A new house today has been built on foundations from the upper floors of the 90s. It won't qualify under the current building regulations, because the rule of thumb is three times the width of your wall is the width of your foundation. Foundations in the 80s and 90s were only 2 foot wide. Your walls at the moment now are over a foot wide. If you want to go into 330 or 40 mil or even up to 400 mil, that means your foundations have to be almost 4 foot wide, which is 1200 mil. Now they want to build new houses with different, with the block work that was actually dense, it's heavier. Your roof structure is heavier, and they want to build that on an old foundation. Engineers will come on and they will core test your foundations. They will do everything. And by the time you have the cost under the coring of the foundations, you'd have a long way of gone for your foundations. If you want to replace a foundation in any standard house at the moment, it's a cost of, by the time you take out the existing foundations and put them in, it's about €10,000. That is the cost. A lot of people that are getting the redress and looking for their houses to be saleable afterwards are putting in new foundations, because an engineer will not certify. He will certify that your foundations are strong enough, or sorry, he'll certify that you are that are perfect for what they are, but they will not certify them that they're good enough to take the existing building that's going to go down on top of them.
All right. Timmy Dooley, is there work needed on the foundations of this MICA scheme?
Yeah, it probably needs to be looked at it again. And I know that there is some research going on to establish the extent to which it might be a problem with foundations. But look, this is a €2 billion redress scheme, the biggest redress scheme in the history of the state. I suspect it'll grow. In Clare, we have issues with pyrite. It comes from one particular quarry, which I won't name. And lots of people
in
Limerick would have bought blocks from there as well. So I think this issue.
Well, you can keep that one for a discussion under Dáil Privilege.
I think this issue will grow over the coming years. It's going to take a long number of years to address. Donegal seems to be worse because the blocks have crumbled. There's houses that effectively are uninhabitable. We're not at that stage yet. There's significant cracking in some homes. Clearly have pyrite and need to be addressed. You know, there's a way to go in terms of whether or not the foundations need to be included. I think the minister is right in terms of trying to do it on a case by case basis. I think the banks have been.
They're not even looking at it.
I think the banks. If I could just finish the point, I think the issue that I'm hearing is where people have to move out of the house and have to wait for the monies to come through from the scheme, so they have a funding gap in the middle. The banks are not prepared to provide. Money's in the middle, if you want, to allow people to get the work until such time as the claim is paid out. There's talks about that necessitating legislation if you're to use the State Claims Agency to give the kind of cover that the banks are looking for, whereas in truth, the banks should provide the bridging finances that are needed for people to draw down, to get the work done and then draw down.
Can the government provide the bridging finance through the banks? Give that money up front and release it.
Well, no, that's not generally how grants work or support from the state. You
but
pay
it's a redress
somebody.
Scheme, no?
Yeah, well, the redress is as soon as the work is done, they're paid for the work to be done. I don't think anybody would be suggesting that you hand out the money before the work is completed. But there could be bridging findings put in place by the banks, and I think that shouldn't require legislation. I think it's just
the banks have used the houses to raise money and borrow money on the strength of these houses, and yet they're not providing. They won't provide the homeowner the fund to actually carry out the works.
I'd like to know the government's view on houses that are after getting pumped with insulation and they refused to pay for a core test done on any house, because when you pump insulation into a house that has pyrite, it excels it. Within 2 or 3 years, you see cracking coming up in walls if the houses have pyrite. And a lot of cases, we have an awful lot of new stock now coming on the market that are cracking up because they were pumped with insulation. And I asked on the record of the Dáil, and I asked the Housing Committee, that the government provide a fund that any house that's getting pumped insulation into their cavities, that a simple core test, that they should provide a grant system for a core test to be done to make sure that the state isn't going to be liable down the road when all these other houses are now showing up in the system that they're now cracking because it excels it when you pump insulation, right, when you change the moisture content and the air temperatures from inside to outside. But I was completely ignored. And when this comes back to bite us, the government will have ignored something that's been put on the record of the Dáil, which is going to cost the taxpayers again that you're talking about more money down the line to fix something that you ignored again.
Right.
And would you build your house, would you do anything without having a good foundation down? You have to start at the bottom, put in a good foundation. You can build anything, roads, anything on a good foundation. If you don't do it at the start, it's not going to stay.
There wasn't a huge obstacle to getting the MICA scheme, once it got up, and relatively speaking, it was got up and running fairly quickly, although, Thomas Pringle is talking about, what the inadequacies are. We'll get into this another day. I've been told by the producer.
Sounds like I'm saved by the bell.
I've been told by the producer. We don't have time for another one of my long perambulating questions here on The Late Debate. because that's actually all we have time for. We'll get you again, Timmy Dooley.
I'm sure.
I can ask you that question again.